You're listening to SBS News.
It's the worst day in the latest COVID-19 outbreak for New South Wales. 44 new cases in a 24-hour period. With unlinked cases and community transmission, tougher restrictions are now in force for the state. Of the newest cases, 29 people were active in the community for some or all of their infectious period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the rate of infection is rising exponentially each day, prompting the stricter rules.
New South Wales is facing the biggest challenge we have faced since the pandemic started. And I don't say that lightly. And unless there is a dramatic change, unless there's a dramatic turnaround in the numbers, I can't see how we'd be in a position to ease restrictions by next Friday.
The stay-at-home orders for Shell Harbour, Blue Mountains, Central Coast, Greater Sydney and Wollongong are currently scheduled to end on July 16th. The state government is banning shoppers browsing in stores and carpooling with people outside their own household. Individuals can attend shops for essential purchases on their own and exercise is limited to pairs and must be within 10 kilometres of home. From Sunday, funerals will be limited to 10 attendees. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says more than 14,000 close contacts are now listed because of large venues becoming at-risk sites.
You do not mix with anyone outside your household. We really need to stop our interactions with others at this time, and that's the basis of the health orders.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 the state's resistance to tough orders in the past was appreciated because restrictions are costly. He's backing Premier Gladys Berejiklian's approach to the pandemic.
And I think it's a good thing that wherever possible we don't put unreasonable burdens on people whenever we can. And I think the Premier in here in New South Wales has done an extraordinary job.
Mr Morrison also defended the New South Wales police response amid accusations of heavy-handedness. The police operation is part of a crackdown on people in southwest Sydney ignoring the health orders. After Friday's National Cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister says a vaccine information campaign will be launched on Sunday.
This is the next phase of those communication campaigns. It coincides neatly with the additional supply that has been brought forward to support the vaccination program.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese agrees the public information needs to be stronger and he's encouraging everyone in Sydney to follow the health advice.
People do want to do the right thing. And Australians have overwhelmingly done the right thing. They've made sacrifices. They've looked after each other. They've stayed at home.
A pilot program trialling a new home quarantine method has also been confirmed for South Australia. In Queensland, no new coronavirus cases have been recorded after more than 14,000 tests. But health authorities say there are still thousands of people in quarantine in Queensland. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the state is not entirely free of the virus just yet, and she is urging people to keep obeying health measures.
I am very satisfied how all of our hotels, all of our businesses have responded over the last 18 months, and look how they've kept us safe.
Victoria has continued its successful streak of zero new local COVID-19 cases. Health Minister Martin Foley says the state's travel permit system is under regular review and health teams won't hesitate to act.
Given the escalating situation in New South Wales, if you are in regional New South Wales or indeed anywhere in New South Wales and your holiday period is coming to an end, can I use this as an opportunity to re-stress again your need to follow the public health orders?
Two new cases linked to the Tanami Desert mine outbreak in the Northern Territory have been found, but they are not posing any danger to the public. Chief Minister Michael Gunner also eased some health restrictions in the top end.
Territorians, this is all down to you. You masked up when you had to, you kept your distance, you checked in over 1.2 million times in the last week alone.
Mask rules are being relaxed and gyms and markets are reopening. The 10-person limit on private residential visits is also lifted, and no new cases were identified in Western Australia after more than 50 people were ordered to isolate due to a hospital virus scare. Premier Mark McGowan says from Monday, most restrictions will be gone for the state.
That means no masks, no capacity limits, no crowd limits, no service restrictions, no limits on visits to loved ones in aged care and hospitals, and the return of dance floors, major events and live performances.
A sign of life in some places slowly returning to a sense of normal. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.